Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from Albania, we hear from Father Costantino Mamo, a friar of the province of Malta, who is serving as a missionary in Durres. The preaching today is entitled, Stand Before the Son of Man.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus said to his disciples, Take heed to yourself, lest your hearts be weighed down with dissipation and drunkenness and cares of this life, and that they come upon you suddenly like a snare. For it will come upon all who dwell upon the face of the whole earth. But watch at all times, praying that you may have strength to escape all these things that will take place, and to stand before the Son of Man. This is the word of the Lord. Chapter 21 in Luke, from which today's gospel selection is taken, foretells several things that were to happen, such as the destruction of the temple in Jerusalem and that of the city itself. It speaks of persecutions, about signs in the sun, the moon, and the stars, and about the coming of the Son of Man himself with power and glory. These things bring to our minds the idea that the end of time and the world are near. Jesus himself tells his disciples, There will be men fainting with fear and with foreboding of what is coming on the world, for the powers of the heavens will be shaken. When we see the situation of our world today, we frequently remind ourselves that the end is near. This frightens us, and we ask ourselves, when will this be? We have no answer except that given by Jesus himself. Take heed that you are not led astray, for many will come in my name, saying, I am he, and the time is at hand. Do not go after them. Today Jesus tells us, take heed to yourselves. In other words, be careful and don't spend all of your time thinking about eating or drinking or worrying about life. Jesus said so also in Matthew 6. I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or what you will drink, or about your body, what you will wear. Is not life more than food, and the body more than clothing? If we do worry about these things, the final day will suddenly catch us like a trap, and will surprise everyone on earth. This is not only about end times, for experience tells us that we will die, and Christ will come to take us with him if we allow him to do so, before the end of the world. For as the saying goes, we only know three things, that we are born, that we are alive, and that we shall die. We believers know a fourth thing, that we shall rise again to see God face to face, in his glory. What does this ask of us? That we watch out and keep praying. This asks us to be prepared, not in order to face the end of time, and not against persecutions. Jesus told his disciples, This will be a time for you to bear testimony. When these things begin to take place, look up and raise your heads, because your redemption is drawing near. So, with his teaching, Jesus is not trying to frighten us into following him. He wants us free followers, disciples and co-workers with him. As Saint Peter writes, Therefore prepare your minds for action. Discipline yourselves. Set all your hope on the grace that Jesus Christ will bring you when he is revealed. He also encourages us, saying, Do not fear what they fear, those who want to harm you. And do not be intimidated, but in your hearts sanctify Christ as Lord. Always be ready to make your defense to anyone who demands from you an accounting for the hope that is in you, yet do it with gentleness and reverence. Just after today's gospel selection, Luke tells us that during the few days between his triumphal entry into Jerusalem and the beginning of his passion, Jesus every day was teaching in the temple, but at night he went out and lodged on the mount called Olivet, and early in the morning all the people came to him in the temple to hear him. This is how Jesus practiced what he asked his disciples to do in order to be prepared. During the day he preached in the temple. The night he spent in silent communication with his Father. This is what witnesses said that Saint Dominic did, following in Christ's footsteps. He only spoke with God or about God. This is how he became a saint and the father of the order of teachers. We are asked to do the same thing with God's loving help. Be watchful and pray, so that we may stand before the Son of Man.